So Heather, who are you and what brought you down here to this conference?
My name is Heather Dietzel. I'm the Sustainability Project Manager for Milwaukee Public Schools. And I am a project manager for our green schools, our green school yard renovations.
Tell me a little bit about that process. It's pretty large. How does that happen?
It is. So we do five schools per year are able to get into our green schoolyard renovation program, and we have over 150 schools. So it's a competitive process that schools compete to get into based on need and enthusiasm. And then once they're selected, the whole community comes together, not just MPS, to select the five schools. And then they get into a three-year process where first they dream and conceptualize what they want on their schoolyard. And that includes teachers, parents, students, and staff, and community members. And then in year two, they fundraise. They do penny wars. They do bake sales, everything you can think of to raise money for their project. And we write lots of grants. And then in year three, we hire engineers and contractors to design and build our projects.
And your role is to help corral all that.
It is. So it's a big job to manage. We try to keep track of lessons learned each year to make our schoolyards better and better. And it's good to have all that housed in one place so that we can keep moving everything forward.
From your time in this role, like what have you learned already? What have you seen works and doesn't work that other school districts might like take a lesson from what Milwaukee is doing to lead the way?
Sure. So it's a natural thing to want to make the schoolyards as green as possible. So we want to put down porous materials onto the ground to let stormwater soak in. But we're also learning that some of those materials don't hold up that well to everyday, day in and day out recess foot traffic. So we're kind of learning where we can tuck away the more delicate things and where we have to do more robust materials like concrete. But when we do have to put concrete down, we've found a way to stamp animal tracks into it, so it's still a learning opportunity.
In terms of benefits, both quantitatively, any ways that you and your office quantify the benefits of these projects, and qualitatively in terms of like the educational benefits to students and the teachers and the community, what do you see the value of these projects being?
Well, certainly you can put some pretty exact numbers to the number of gallons that we're collecting off of our schools. And that's those numbers come from a civil engineer, so it's pretty easy to see that we're holding a number of gallons of water back from just rushing into Lake Michigan before it has a chance to soak in and get filtered. So there's that. And then qualitatively, we're getting a lot of good feedback back from our school principals that once their schoolyard is green, they're getting a lot less referrals on discipline. They're getting a lot less referrals on injuries. So if you can imagine that it's easy to get injured on an asphalt sheet, fall down and get your knee scraped. Well, when we put lots of grasses and soft materials back in, that students are getting injured a lot less.
MPS has just announced this climate justice and emphasis, not just they did a resolution a few years ago, but now there's kind of an upping of that.
Yes.
Talk to me about how that connects with these projects and how important that is.
Sure. So we've had a climate justice in resolution in place since 2020. That one was called Our House is on Fire, and that helped us really hear from our school board what they want from us. And they wanted a district sustainability team, and then they also wanted a curriculum team that could do separate tasks but also work together to make sure we're staying coordinated on all of our climate justice efforts. And then the second climate justice resolution was just passed last week at the July board meeting. And that one is an official statement that we're gonna join up with the city of Milwaukee and the county and join on the greenhouse gas reduction targets of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions by 40% in 2030 and even bigger numbers by 2050.
So it's a pretty big deal. What are you proudest of in your role at MPS for Milwaukee? What are you proudest of?
Oh, I'm so proud of our teachers. I'm so proud of our principals being willing to take on this extra work. Our Green Schoolyards program is way outside of the box. They already have such full plates. Right now they're preparing to come back. They're in they're in teacher institutes, principals institutes, getting ready to just educate their students, and then we ask them to help maintain their green schoolyards. So in between their lessons, they're very full plates throughout their weeding, throughout their learning how to revamp their lesson plans to incorporate this stuff, and it's an extra workload that they wouldn't have to do, but they do it, and they're really happy about it. And so I'd love to see it.
Cool. Anything else you want to add?
That's it.
Perfect. Let me take your